Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, folks. Good evening. It is Monday, March 2nd.
It is not Monday, but it's good to hear your voice, Gary. We've got a little bit of Mercury. This is Psychic Jethro. Hope you're all having a lot of fun at this retrograde. Today's the biggest day of it, February 3rd, the year 2022. I love all of you individuals that have been connecting, and we will be reading individuals today, going through Psychics Gone Wild. Friends of yours, the people that have put out that sharing, help the group stay here. We've been doing this actually 10 years, and I want to thank all of you individuals that have helped with that. Those of you who have been responding to the Psychics Gone Wild room, you will be getting some of those prizes. That's what today is about. Today is about giving away those gifts that you guys have put in for or sent to the email, jethrohelps@gmail.com. And I have a couple of friends that were asking me, why does the website change? The website is still psychicjethro.com. So those of you who want to put in, if you do jethrosmith.net, you will still get psychicjethro.com. But you've got to be able to do the website to win the prize. And that's what I really love with you. I do a lot of work here with individuals and just welcome you guys. So please definitely get in there. Check that out. Make sure you're getting connected to us. The room, Psychics Gone Wild room, is in Facebook. It's a private room. If you check it up and type in Psychics Gone Wild, you will find that room, and it is private. We let individuals in, and we do free readings in there a lot. So all of you guys who are looking for that, make sure you connect. We are having a contest today. For those of you that are connected in on the phone at 516-453-6081. Why are we wild? Because we're doing that. Those of you looking for those free readings, that's the way to get them, is through the email today. We're doing pictures, aura picture. We don't share it with anyone, but I do need a recent picture sent to the email, or go to psychicjethro.com, put in the message there, contact us, join the part of the website, because that's what we're doing. Those of you who have been connected with me for 10 to 12, some of you 30 years, you know I'm very hyper, and I'm going to do that. That's how you're going to be able to get that connection today. The phone will be opening for a little bit, and then we'll go ahead and go in with your name a few minutes. And those of you that were lucky enough to be able to get in, we had a lot of people yesterday that were connected, and so we're going to be able to get a couple of you out on the line here and do the radio reading. Jethro, and we're going to start right out. Jethro is what I called it, and it makes me laugh. I read Jethro in an article about the angels, some very intense things, and I sent them to you, and I have not heard back, and I want to know your opinion. I love that, and I'm glad you sent it to me, but be aware that because of time and different things, I really want you to get in the classes to talk and discuss with me. I welcome all of you guys, and I have that limited time, so there was a couple of months, as you guys know, that I moved from California to Florida. That was a very big jump for me and a very extensive work, so ready now that I'm in Florida to connect with me and do those classes, so you will be able to do that. Time and allowed it. So I can tell you real quick that I'm very much into the archangels, very much into the light, and I've worked very much years with it. I can tell you that if your children are sensing them and the animals are reacting, you can always tell when they're around. If you have had an angel experience, there's different parts in your aura that I would look at. So I welcome you, Leslie, to connect with me and get into one of those groups. Today we're having a group here working out with Zoom. And any of you who've connected, it's a special rate pad. I'm doing a Valentine's $5 back for those who we love so much. And yes, we can work out with you and get you connected in. So everybody wants to do the Friday circle. Those are at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Those are also how to get a connection. So those are where you're going to get those things together and be able to work with other psychics. I have individuals here. We're looking at a friend right now. Daniel wants to join the group and be a reader. I have read for so many years. Welcome, Daniel. I will set that up and talk with you a little later. Right now we're doing the show. As you can hear, we're live. So come on in. Those of you who want to have that reading. And I have a couple of you asking me, Jethro, who are you? Who am I? I am a person that was born with the gift of being able to see aura, and then at the young age, I had a drowning experience where when they revived me out of the drowning experience, I was over there on the other side for a couple of minutes, and they were able, I would say, the guides to do a little tuning. Also, I came back and was able to hear clairaudiently, work with energies, and those are the things we want to be able to talk about today. So it's very positive when we do the reading. I'm not going to just give you what you want to hear. So be careful when you contact. I have done this a long time, and I want you to be connected to what you want. This is what we do a little different than other radio shows. You're calling around, and you're calling all the shows. That's wonderful. I want you on here. We love you to be able to connect and give us a chance, as readers and individuals, to read. And you also want to be really connected to what you're asking. I'm having my guides and you're visualizing, I need to know. And so I'm on the shows and I'm doing it. We make sure that you're connecting to it. And when I ask that question, specifically asking that question, Mercury is a beautiful time with retrograde. The planet's going out, pulling towards the earth. And so we're connecting, handling, doing work. But it also is a communication time that with your guides, you're fixing things. I want a relationship. It's very general. I want a relationship with an individual who is kind, positive, connected to me spiritually, handling those things that you need to be able to handle. Everyone that's tuning in, you get what I'm getting ready to do. I'm ready to open that phone up for some of you lucky ones that are going to get a reading. One of the excellent things that we've had and one of the things we've been working on for a long time with Psychics Gone Wild is give me your name, give me your date of birth so we can clarify with you. And I know some ladies are not comfortable. So you can give me your first name. We get permission from the guides. If you are using an alias, know that does change the energy. I'm picking up your energy clairaudiently, but you're telling to the guides, my name is Madame La Blula, or whatever name you're making up, or whatever name you're using as an alias, because you don't want the confidentiality. Get that private reading so you can get with me. It's never shared. It's on there. I'm doing specials for those of you who know, have never had a reading. You can get a $30 reading for 15 minutes. That's going to give you a real quick, real energy, real on time with me. And it goes a few minutes over. We work that out. I get you connected and you know with the reading. So for that credibility and that privacy, get something there. If you can afford the other and would really like to get the full reading of a half an hour to an hour, connect those and get those set up, because that's where you get that full one-on-one connection with me, the reader, whoever you're doing with. If you're just calling and you've had four readings and you're mixing those readings, it's going to affect you. You know, I had a friend tell me, my reader keeps telling me, and this reader told me, and this reader. That's not what I'm hearing. That's not what the guide. And I will tell you, I pride my accuracy. The reason I've been doing it all these years is I'm accurate. That's what you want. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm glad that you have other people. You need to sometimes check and balance. But if you have more than, actually it's good to have two or sometimes maybe three on different parts of your life. But if you have quite a few readers, it will change it, because we're all going to our spirituality and asking for you guidance. And then you get four or five people saying the same thing you're looking for. That isn't clarification. That could also be your mental intent sending out to the universe, manifesting, making happen. And that's great. You want to do that. but we want to be able to get that. So I do encourage people to find that reader that resonates with you and go with them. Are they calm? Are they cash? You know, I have people that love my sense of humor. I'm very blunt. I'm like, I'm feeling that your relationship is having this happen. This is time to give that kick in the rear, to give that push. I use different terminologies of what the guides are articulating to me when I see that. Person's like, okay, Jester, when I had the reading with you, I felt very intense and I got a little emotional. That is good if you're healing, but if I'm making you nervous because I'm giving you the push, I probably am the reader that you need to go to someone who's more calmer, relaxed, let's bring this in. Eventually you will go and have that. That's all right. There's nothing offensive. Find the reader that articulates with you. We want to thank all of you. We're going to give out some of those prizes from yesterday. Those of you who got on the show and got the readings through the phone, I'm so congratulations. Actually, I read 8 individuals. I'm so glad we'll be able to do a little more of that here today. Those of you who followed directions, definitely I will be sending you some free readings because we're going to be giving that away for those people who want to get that private reading. Dina Matella, you have won yourself a half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. We talked yesterday, the person won the 125, but I'm giving you that 30-minute reading with me. You'll get that email and that link there where you just go right in and it pays for it. Put that number in. There's a 6 code there. You put that code in and you get that free reading. So congratulations and thank you for going wild with me. And it was so fun. I'm sorry you didn't get in the phone. And we have over here Martin. And the last name I'm going to say starts with a J, and a little bit, I don't want to offend you by saying the one, but you're over in Illinois. You also have won a 30-minute reading for waiting so long and not being able to get in. So we're going to get those, and we've got one more prize. We've got a little bit of a beautiful opalite angel that is 2.5 inches, very beautiful, and opalite, it works with the manifesting, bringing that light in. And we're going to be giving that away to Hank Masetta. And Hank Masetta, we love you so much. Thank you for contacting us. I know this was your first time and you will win that angel. And I will send it over there. Thank you for going on psychicjester.com and putting your private information. We never sell that out. And I don't, what I do with you is you will get different things like Valentine's Day. Those of you know from 10 years and 12 years of it, I've got emails and we're going through right now and getting those Valentines sent out. And what's on the Valentine's, a very positive sharing the wealth. If you want to be part of a positive group, go to psychicjethro.com and add that because I will send those postcards. You can anytime. I've had people forward it back. You know, Jethro, you sent me 3 postcards at this time and my new boyfriend doesn't understand this. I'm okay with that. What I really want to do is send out that positive love. And because we give away prizes here, you don't know when we're going to be doing this out. I went through the list today and was very happy to say that we have a lot of individuals who will be on there that have confirmed this is their address, got their email. Yes, I'm living at this and such place, or some of the changes, we've gotten that in for you guys that have changed address. And making sure, because what we'll be doing here is we're going to be giving away rose quartz. We're going to be giving away amethyst. We're going to be giving away labradorite. We're giving away different stones from Florida here to you to show you our appreciation for going in and liking the show or putting that out. One of the best things I need from you guys that are getting the readings here on the radio to continue the radio show so we are back and staying there is I've got to have you not only go to the website but also go to the referrals, because that's why I'm doing this hour with you. I want to make sure you guys are, and I enjoy it and want to continue, but what I also really have to have is I have to have the business going here to obviously continue the overhead. So I'm asking you that. I hope you guys can do that. We love that. We have a lot of other psychic readers that are coming in this month for you. So help us help you keep the show going, and then we'll have that continual. I've had a lot of people asking me, we will be going prime time again. So we're going to go that full hour one-on-one with different readers, and you guys have been putting in some names. Tell me who you want. Send it to psychicjester.com. Hello, this is so-and-so. I listen to the show. Let me know what you're wanting, what you're not wanting. I want to have authors. I want to have individuals that read medium. I want to have people that read tarot. I love your show, Jester. I'd like to have calmer people. I'd like to have you back with your musicians, which we've got some people that are there. And we'll do our best here over here in Florida to get that for you. I love you. All that out of the way. We go and wild. And back again with some readings there in the Psychics Gone Wild room on Facebook. I sent this picture to you, Jethro, in the message. I want you to look at this. This is my fiance. You can call me Mrs. X wife. because unfortunately he was actually married to me for a short time and then things got very odd. But I just want you to read the picture and tell me what you get. I like that. Just let's look at this picture. I see this, Miss Ex-Wife. I see this man's energy having some other connections with other spirituality. I'm not saying that he is always out chasing, but I'm seeing this person's not fully connected to what he should do. I apologize when I say that politely. But this picture you show me right now, if this is from the past, there was someone else that took him away from you is what I'm seeing. I see him connected to two other ladies. I see that he has a person waiting for him, and this ex-wife, I also see him going over there. So I feel that that's what I'm seeing there. I feel a friend of ours is writing me this, Jethro, and I'm asking you to look at this picture right now of my two dogs and see where they are actually having the problem, because they both seem to be really reacting to what I took the picture of here. Let me know what you think this is. This picture here, what you're showing me right here in this picture for my two dogs are barking too much, is actually an energy there of someone that has been in that house. You have somebody who's passed at that spot. It looks right there. There was a bed there before. This person passed there and has spiritually needs to be cleansed from that house. I do feel like they've been there a while. I feel sadly that this is either a new residence to you or you've done something there to raise that energy. Make sure if you're doing any spiritual light work in your house, you always cleanse afterwards or do work, because energies can be brought in. This house has got something there. I would suggest with where you're located to get a hold of one of our regular readers there, and I can send you some people in Los Angeles that can help you with that kind of mediumship, who do a lot of paranormal and are qualified in that area. So I will send you some names here that you can contact and phone numbers that could come in and help you with that so that your dogs are happy. And thank you for thinking of me, Natalie. It's so good to see you again. Love you on Facebook. Here we go. I had a reading from you, Jethro, on the radio, and it didn't all go as you said. I had some other things go a little off on my job and my work. I really was concerned. Have you had this happen? I have, and I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you the really good thing. I'm very accurate, and I've had this go. My accuracy also is working with it. We're doing the shows here. A lot of the things you'll see there with the individuals is having that really good connection. I apologize I don't remember you because I read quite a few people, but I do want you to know I'm glad that the job came through. Timing was a little off, as you said there, and I'm just grateful that you got the job. I will tell you that that is one of the hardest things for a psychic, and I take very good pride in it. I've been studying with three teachers almost close to 20 to 30 years with that, and teaching now on my own with my accuracy. And so I welcome you and thank you for that, and I will definitely take that into association when I'm reading people over the careers on the phone. And in fairness, I want some of you guys to remember, after you ask you, are you putting in for jobs? Be correct. Putting in physically for a job is you have the application in and you've received word that you have it back. We had another person ask me yesterday, Jethro, what happened to my job that I was told by a psychic friend of yours I would get. And when I was able to help her realize this, she put in, but because of Mercury, she didn't get the confirmation back, so there was a glitch. Go back over and check those things too, so we're all on the same page. Love you guys. We've got a little bit of a prize that we need to let out here real quick, that we want to have Psychic Jethro and want to do those classes, but I can't afford it right now. I've had some stressful times, contest. We put that out there for those of you last month. And the winner is Morgan's mom in California. She has won those five classes, free Zoom classes with Psychic Jethro and his friends. So she's coming to the class. And I love it. I know that you're doing so well. We love you so much. Thank you for being there. Morgan's mom is the winner of those classes. And it's very spiritually one of those involvements. So let's grab those phones. I know you guys have heard all my stories, and I hope you all have connected. So I'm kind of holding a little bit because I want to see who's listening and who's able to get to psychicjethro.com. We've had very little of that. So what I'm doing today is I'm going to go ahead and just read out the emails to those who were able to get in. I love doing the phone, but what we've had and what we're seeing here is a lot of individual contact, quick minute reading, and I want to be able to connect with you. This is a path for me. I'm actually really wanting to connect with more than just giving you a few minutes over the phone. We want to get that time. And I know people are like, I don't want to go on the website. So But what eventually, as you've seen there, is those are going to be the free readings, the members and stuff that we've got. We're getting that in because I want to hear afterwards. I want to know you got accurate reading. We're here to help you. And this is a spiritual practice that we want to make sure that you realize that us readers are really balancing out for you and putting it out. And I, as a reader, really want you to respect me. I respect you. So we're giving out that time. Jethro, I had a reading from you months ago, and I'm very excited about the fact that you're in my area. Will you be doing readings here back in Tampa like you used to? Oh, yeah. We've got some things coming up. We're going to be doing Friday nights down there. It's real. It's live. It's hot. Make sure you get on the website there and schedule those times. It's limited seating. We're doing a special metaphysical Welcome the Tiger and some real strong things in Clearwater, actually real close to you, Saturday. So connect, get with me, get with those things there, and we're going to do it real and live. And yes, bring your oranges. I want to go out and do a spiritual blessing again, Jethro, and I had such a good time. Bring those positive things in there. We do everything naturally that will acclimate. You know, I ask you guys to bring things of cornmeal, different things, oranges. Bring those things that we can do that blessing now. Bring some bird seed. We got to feed our earthling friends and love you. So definitely go in there with you. We have a bunch of other individuals that are on. They can't get the computer to go, and I'm having a little bit with that too, but I did see over here, I wrote you this email, Jethro, to ask you very clearly, how many times have you read for me, and can you tell me, I'm really curious, over here in New York. I can tell you very clearly between you, I have read for you 14 times through the radio. I can see this energy going out a little bit. No, I take that back. I have read for you 11 times through the radio, and I've read for you 3 times in Facebook, and I would love to read for you again if you go into that second Gunwald room. That's where we're taking those readings today. 216 is the phone number that I've got over here on in the room, and I asked you guys to click on that. 216, you have got yourself. It's 216-404-9731. You have won yourself a prize over here by going in that room and becoming a new member. There's where we're going to be working. Those are free over there. We're going to eventually be doing online over there too. So I want to make sure that you're getting that connection with me. So there's another friend that goes, Jethro, I'm very nervous. I used this out and I had a friend contact me. I really cannot come to your website because I have an individual who's checking on me and using my computer. I understand sometimes in confidentiality, that's fine. And you know, I would suggest to get that private reading with someone there in your area so that you don't have the computer connected. I do all my scheduling online so that you have it scheduled on there proper and ready to go. I want to focus on you. And I know people have asked me before, they said, why do you do that? I do that for that very good reason. So we're going into Mercury. We're at the last of here. We've got a little bit time with those of you who like to have that reading, and I'm really wanting to be able to get in together with you. So you know the way to do it today, and that's what we've got. We've got quite a few people connecting here with me. Very good. I had a friend ask me yesterday, what changed, Jethro? Just my residency. We're over here in Florida. We're asking you guys to come in. It's like you've gone wild. You've been supportive for years, and that's what we're asking for. So definitely connect and be able to go in. And we're going to grab that real quick here. Hey, 212, how are you?
This is like,
hey,
look at
the
stairs.
Hello, 212. Looks sounds like you're having a little bit of family discrepancy there. We're going to give you that minute to have it casual and be able to come in, and we'll be able to come back to you when we can give you that reading. 205, you're live. It's Psychic Jethro. How are you doing today?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, and thank you for staying on the phone and giving me that quiet space where I can read you. It's a little hard when there's outside noise, you know?
I understand. My name is Patricia, and my birthday is 2/6/1970. Is do spirit has any specifics for me in the next coming month? I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something, and I just don't know what it is. And so I just want to know: do they have any messages specifically for me?
I did feel that, Patricia. I feel like they're telling you now is some of the time to be able to do what you need. I feel like you've had some emotion here with family or somebody trying to connect with you. I feel like there's been a little bit of clearing up what's your job and what's their job. Or something. You've had something here, and I saw that they're making sure that you don't get – I feel like you were a little overtaxed last year or something. Something there was not actually to your favor. It looks like November, October. I feel like now you're in a better space to actually have people that are there. The guy said that you had friends or family that were not connected. They were not actually doing friends.
I'll tell you, May 2020, my daughter lost custody of the children, her children, so I had to get the 3 and the 6-year-old up into, I had them up until October 21, but then my uncle had his toes amputated in September of 21, so my brother needed me to step in and help. And so I start doing that in November, and that's what I'm still doing. And just really hadn't had time for myself. I had to come out of the nursing program in 2020 to get the kids. So I'm just been helping family, and I just want to know, you know, again, yeah, you kind of hit it on the nail with those dates, what I'm supposed to be doing. Yeah, because I'm thinking, okay, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? I guess for me,
I feel you are, and I feel like taking that time for you, connecting and getting into the resources where you feel happy. I feel like that what's happened, everybody got a turn, and unfortunately, what the guides were saying, reading you and feeling this over the phone, is that Patrice needs that time to connect into some happy work, productive, and not just everybody else's goals, but you got kind of set over here. If everybody else needed you and everyone needed you, well, now the guides are saying, here's the time to heal a little bit, and then, all right, I love you guys, I'm helping, but I'm also needing this time to connect back into me of walking, taking some time to see where the finances of my life is going so that I don't get caught up in everything else and lose sight of me, is what they're saying. I feel emotion there. I feel your guys a little hurt that, yeah, we love everybody, but what ended up happening was all of their stresses got you going so fast. Now you're catching your breath going, okay, Patrice is over here, and what is she going to do in the next time, you know?
You're so absolutely right. Financially, my partner in life, where is he? And, yeah, and, you know, oh, my God, all of those things, you're right. And that's what I've been sitting around thinking, like, okay, God, I mean, I want, you know, I want to make sure I please you and the people, but what about me? I mean, what... And so you're absolutely right. That's what I need to do, and I guess I need to figure out what I'm trying. I don't even know how to take time for me. I'm trying.
I felt it. I feel your plea, and the angels were showing me that a little bit of it was just sitting down, doing that little stop, meditating for you, and then I saw you taking a little walk and kind of going, okay, everybody's over here. You guys got this. I'm going to be doing a outside activity a little bit. You've got love in you and energy to live, and you need to be able to go out and have a life, and I feel like everybody else just dropped it on you and said, here's all this stuff, and you went, okay, I'm a good person, and then you went, wait a minute. My time's all taken. I've got to find it. And I feel like that walk, that clearing and spiritual, you know. And Patrice, I will offer you one of our Thursday Zooms, you know, that we do here next week at 2 o'clock Pacific, 11 a.m. 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific. So I can send that to you. Just, you know, get on psychicjester.com. I'll send you an email. Come free to one of our classes. We'll show you some meditation, some positive. And I feel you will really benefit by that hour of class on how to connect back with those guides, you know, because your guides are just like, okay, we want to talk to Patrice, but her emotions had to shut down for other people. She had to get over here, and we've got to give you that space and that tranquility back so you can hear them. And then I saw you having, and they laughed about a relationship. They said people over here that are going to be able to help you and positive friends and allies. And then I saw the family happy, but realizing, oh, I guess, you know, Like, she's still showing us attention, but she gets to have a life too. And that, I feel that coming here, really, especially in February and March.
Oh, great. I love my angel God. I love you, Jethro. Thank you so much. Oh, I thank you so much. And I definitely thank God for Jesus and for you and this platform. We really, really are out here. You know, I know more than me. You know, we look to hear the message. You know, we need to hear the message. And you are certainly an angel, earth angel with beautiful messages. So thank you. I needed to hear the message today. Thank you so much. Many blessings. Stay safe.
Thank you. Blessings. And that made my day. You brought the tears a little bit to my eyes. And I love you, Patricia. It feels good to feel valued. And that's, I guess, what I was, today was trying to get across earlier. And I thank you for doing that. We want to know that we're helping. And thank you, Patrice, for those kind words. This is Psychic Jethro. A little emotional, but very fun. We're ready to grab onto that phone for a couple more readings. I apologize with a couple of individuals. We're having a little trouble getting the phone number to pick up because it's wild. 386, how are you? This is Psychic Jethro. How you doing today?
Hi, Jethro. This is Cindy. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. I've been really enjoying your show. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm really trying to get people to help us keep us in so we can stay. You know, we took that little sabbatical, and I thank you, Cindy. That means a lot. Patricia and you and some of our regulars that, you know, value what we do, it means a lot to know there's people listening out there, and, you know, we're going to quality energy. Cindy, I know we talked a little.
You have read
what
for me for years. Yeah, you have read for me for years very accurately, I want to add, so when I'm willing to.
Oh, thank you. That's the thing, you know. I love you dearly, Cindy. What are you? What do we look at this time? I can feel there's some things happening here with you. Are you experiencing a little emotional stress or something? Because I feel a little, my rib cage a little bit. I was worried a little bit.
Well, a little financial stress, you know. But I asked you about that yesterday with my business. I really need to get that moving. Things are kind of stagnant. I did have someone that I had spoke to before about investing that called me last night that is actually a family member on the other side of the country. And he said, hey, did you ever talk to my wife about that? And give her that. I said, yeah, but, you know, the end of December. And he's like, oh, she must have got busy and didn't tell me, because then they all came down with COVID. So I think he's, you know, still, he keeps bringing it back up. So I'm hoping they're working on that next. That's a possibility. But I was actually going to ask you today, since I asked you about that yesterday, about relationships, if you see any kind of, you know, my life partner coming. Do you see any kind of relationships that are good?
I did see, and I'm glad, and I think that's the other thing they're showing me, that they show, and what's ironic, and I saw with you, Cindy, is they're saying that this will be a progression of someone, and then coming in May, they're really stuck on May. They're just really showing me that acclimating, friends, positive, connect, and then it really being strong that you will be in a relationship in May of 2022. Part of it isn't just the tiger in the air. Part of it is the spiritual work you've been doing for the other four-legged earthlings, the other work. I feel like you're getting the blessing. And they said, I saw somebody wanting to be in a relationship, but I feel like you're not wanting to connect to someone that's not looking for a full one-on-one, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of it, and there's something here that's got to, I feel like, I'm not trying to be mean, but I feel like he's got to be, he's there, he's helping, you're talking, you're befriends. I saw you meeting him here in March, April going, there's something he has to take care of. I even saw horse trailers, ironically, which tells me the person's connected to obviously the same kinship you are, you know?
There was something connected to horse trailers, she said?
Yes, I saw him talking. I feel like he's working on where he wants to be, what he's doing. I did feel like he has some kind of land or something that he's connected to, that he has horse trailers setting on this land. And I feel that's part of what they were talking about going in. I feel like this person may be part of what you're looking for, people that are able to go ask if he had horses. I saw him connected to looking at working with them or had horses and is the position of re-getting horses or trying to put horses on this land. That's what I keep getting.
Okay. Is this someone completely new that I've never met before or someone?
Yes. I don't feel this is someone you know, and I feel the other part of your angels are really working with you right now of getting that together for this. I even saw a light skin with a hat. I saw that this person is a little bit like light, but kind of some gray a little bit in there. I don't think this is a young man. This is a middle-aged man, but this is a nice person. I also saw the shirt, like the old short sleeve shirt, like the traditional person out in the country working positive,
right.
Plaid. And it was good. It was positive. But I feel like he's more comfortable with natural settings than he is dressing up, spoofing up. I don't see, him all that, but I saw him being able to handle and having finances and work. They also said that he had working with you, and I feel like you helped him in the interest of getting back into the horses.
Okay, and that's what's coming up in March when I meet him.
Yeah, there is still somebody that is from the past that is trying to connect or something there, but I don't think that they're capable of being what you need. They're showing me that you had someone that you had knew before or had things, but there was potential, but they just aren't coming around to what you need,
Okay. You see someone from the past trying to come back in?
A little bit, and I see you being nice, but I see you just kind of keeping it as a friendship, but it's not good to rekindle that, is what I heard.
Right. Okay. Do you see how I'm going to meet this new person, if they live in my same state, or?
I saw Okawala. I saw that name. I saw that there. It looks like there's something to do with, I would say, yes. I would say they live there, and I also feel like there's some kind of connection where they have they're looking at someone bringing horses, doing something. They're looking at, I wanted to ask if they had, I just saw horse trailers and land. I'm not sure what else they have, but they were in horses at one time, and I feel like they're out acclimating, trying to get.
What was the location?
I said Okawala. I'm hearing like Okawala, Florida.
Okawala? Okawaha?
Yeah.
Okawaha? I know. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Perfect.
Okay.
And that's what I get. I love you, Cindy. I got to roll. It was good talking to you again.
Thank you
for listening in.
Thank you, Jason. That was, Jethro, that was great. Thank you so much.
Love you. Blessings, Cindy.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
We are here and everybody's listening. We're getting wild. We got a couple of you in the phone. We're going to grab some more of that phone. And we're having a really spiritual moment for those of you that are connected in. How do I tell, Jethro, if my guides are helping or hurting me? Bradley Catella. Brad, what you're able to really do, and this is something I teach in class and we work together, is you put the light in as you do your first calm meditation, whether you're prayer, whether you're doing work and you're breathing. And then you obviously, your guides are giving you a good message. If it's your guides, if someone is telling you, go over to the neighbor house and cut up their carrot patch, that's not your guides. Your guides are never going to put you in a position that's not harmful in any way. What the good way to do is bring in light and put that energy towards the guides. Feel the light. If this light and you're visualizing light back and forth and they're giving you positive messages or a push, go check on that job. Talk to that person. This is a good person. Those kind of energies. This is a person to steer clear of. Those are all guide things. Those energies, when you put the light, should give you a tingling sensation. You should feel positive. For those of you that are new to the psychic buzz, we call it the psychic yes. It goes, ooh, and you feel good all over your kundalini. It's what you feel with a reading. We call them feel-good readings. When you get with someone that we're sitting down, it's like, whoa, because two Christians are together. The light is on. Turn it on, and you're having a good time, and you're feeling that vibration, positive love, communication, really good strength. If you get with someone, I'm getting cold. I'm not understanding. The person is telling me, go dance with the man with the dark hat. Who's the dark hat? I don't know what the dark hat. I'm feeling for you on the work, and that's what you should feel. So I'm giving you a little testing there. You felt that. It was like dark hat. It didn't feel good to me. That was a no, because what I did there was put out an energy of this is too mysterious. Your guides will be giving you more strong. You're going to feel them. If they're telling you things and it's totally I mean, the guys are, I will get the job and I got nothing. You're going to be having, then we need to look and make sure spiritually that you're connected. Take the Holy Spirit. That's where the spiritual light works. I believe in God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of his only son, Jesus Christ, who was born of Virgin Mary. This is the Apostles' Creed. Put that in your life. I know some people, I don't want to do that, Joe. All right, then you put a mantra in your life, or you get a spiritual light. I believe in God Almighty, and I believe, all right, that's worrying me. I believe in St. Michael, the archangel that is working there. I believe in the, you put that spiritual in there, and that will clear that up, because there are energies that try to come in. That's why we get such a rep. What you want is a clean spiritual light connection to those guides. I had a friend tell me, spent the whole day, had all this time, and I had a couple of readers tell me, this couple of readers, this week my guides started telling me, and I went, all right, the guides should have brought you to the reader. I need a reading? Yes. I got a good yes feeling. I don't read on days that aren't, and I've had people tell me, you know, Jessica, you've got a very wide schedule. Not really. There's a lot of that that's there. I'm doing meditations. I don't work on my spiritual day. I don't do this other. What I do is when I come out, I'm in a fair. I'm putting that 6 and 8 hours. I read. Then I take those days, and I get recuperated, and I clearly spiritually get that energy. What if you have a person that you just cannot connect? You give it that 8-10 minutes. I am sensing here that you're pregnant. I don't even like to be intimate. I'm a celibate. I'm feeling that your children are all dancing. I don't have children. I don't want children. That is not connecting. And so that's what we're talking about. Connect. Get that energy. Get that love. Get that guidance. Feel that positive. Those of you that are tuning in, this is Jethro, and I love all of you. We're going to grab the phone here in a few minutes. We're looking at the emails. We had another winner here on the email work. And Crystal Santos, if I said that right, over in Florida, you are really just won yourself an amethyst necklace. And actually, your email was sent to me and you just correlated 2015. Very good. I love you. I love that fact, and I want to make sure that you're doing. We're connecting, and we're making sure all of you are going. I had a lot of individuals asking me this, and I want to bring it up really quick. I don't pick up the other apps. So if you are calling me on WhatsApp, here's that, there's that, chat app, Facebook app, I really not able to do that because I'm on the phone and or on the radio, as you see here, with other people. So the way to get a hold of me or the way to schedule is only through the readings at psychicjethro.com. I will read it for you if you're having some situations on the radio, as you've had here, and you can email me, but that's all I can do. So if you're calling, you will not get through. You will get my answer machine. And I have an answer machine. If you leave me 3 to 4 messages in a day, it will hold your number because it thinks you're spam because I have so many people calling it. Please get a hold of me through the website. Schedule your time so we can both be on our group. I love you guys. We are quitting today, and I apologize to you other people. We have a bunch of individuals here. It was a 45-minute. We got to read just a few of you. I've got to be able to work with it. Saturday we'll be back, and I will have a person with me. They will be working together, so that we could give you those readings over the phone at 516-453-6081. And we're looking at members. So we've had a lot of people on Blog Talk that are connected there and following the show. We will send you a little bit of a memo, and you will be getting those readings over the phone. We'll be doing them today for those of you that have stayed loyal with Facebook and helped us keep this going. Love you guys, and have a great day. Stay wild. It is the way to be.